Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR. And more than money, just before the break, we've been talking to Barry LaValle, who's the founder and the president of Retirement Lifestyle Center. Faisal, we're talking about this notion of you know, what can you expect? What do you need to do in order to prepare for the next stage of the journey? Once you have decided you're going to change your commitment to your work life, you know, that may not mean you stop working. It's just you're changing your commitment to your work life and you're going to the next stage now.
Correct. And I think, you know, prior to going to commercial, you mentioned a couple of things. One was there's a difference between, at least anecdotally with our clients,
yep.
we uncover there's a difference between males and female clients. You know, husbands and wives generally have different views on what retirement looks like. And I think that's a well-observed anecdote that you brought out. I think...
Guys, I see that all around the world in every yep. seminar that I do, workshops, I see the same thing.
Now, Barry, do you see it as the articulation of what retirement looks like? Do you find, and when I have conversations with my clients, I find more detail-oriented information from my female clients. I see very 3,000-foot-up overview of retirement from my male clients, but yet both have some sort of destination or activities they want to do. It's just how the articulation or the detail that can come out of most of my female clients versus most of my male clients.
Well, the difference is the way that men and women view retirement.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, men would view retirement more as a workplace issue or a financial issue. And this comes more from a man's need for reward for what he does that sustains him and puts him at the head of his class. So if you're looking at it as a workplace or a money issue, then you don't get down into the weeds. Whereas women, I find, even those women defined by their work, they look at retirement more as a lifestyle issue. And, you know, it's like, I'm not going to now stop, you know, the amount of time I spent at work, all I'm going to do now is to reapportion that to the other areas of my life. So this gives me opportunity to live a fuller life. I don't think many men look at it like that.
Hmm. And some of the men that have transitioned to retirement that I've chatted with recently have switched gears. They've gone from working full time, being dedicated to their employer, to now looking to fill that gap by either running their own businesses, becoming a landlord, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And I find that the spouses basically say, I'm concerned because that's not what they've always done. And now they're going to try something new. And the insecurity of what's next coming up with this change is on their side. So what's your viewpoint of when individuals completely change their career from, let's say, an executive to now they want to be a multi-unit landlord and it's a different life now?
You hit a great word there. You said insecurity, and I find that so prevalent in many men that I work with. It's the uncertainty about the future. We like certainty, and here's the big surprise for them. They figure that having enough money for retirement is going to provide certainty, but it doesn't. There's no correlation between having money and the certainty of how you're going to live your life. So, you know, if we define happiness as being my money, you get disabused of that notion pretty quickly. So I think what you find are men that now are searching for something that is an anchor for them. It's not their money. They realize that. So it's got to be something else that's going to give them this feeling of safety and security.
So give us some more risks that are out there. We talked about some of them already in the previous segment. Give us some more that people should be aware of.
The next one I would point to is something called resilience risk. I think we don't think about retirement as being an element of aging. And it's not that we don't think about it, but, you know, people tend to take a Pollyanna view of this whole thing, that it's going to be myself and my spouse, and we're going to be this way for 30 years. And that's not true. Retirement's not a couple's issue or a single man or a man's issue as much as it's a single woman's issue. And so we have to learn to roll with the punches. And as you guys know, I often ask my audiences, you know, true or false, retirement could be the longest single phase of your life.
Yep.
And you know the response, it's always, oh, yeah, it's good. You know, 30 years, yeah. But it isn't. From the time that I'm my age, which is 65, through to the time I'm in my late 80s, if I make it that far, I'm going to go through anywhere from 6 to 8 very distinct transitions. And that's driven by my health or the health of my spouse. You have to learn to roll with the punches. It means anticipating what might happen, protecting yourself, and knowing there's a plan in place. And your challenge, again, as their advisors, is to have what I'm going to call a fire drill. And that's basically, let's talk about all the things that might go wrong, and let's just see what would you do if, and let's put a plan in place, and then put it on the shelf. But at least you've thought about it.
Yeah, the one quick... Sorry, you want a follow-up question?
Yeah, well, you've talked to individuals and advisors like Dave and myself across the country, in fact, around the world. What are some of the things that advisors are not doing with their clients today when it comes to preparing them for retirement?
Generally, not pushing the client to articulate the lifestyle issues. And that's because they figure everybody can handle the lifestyle issues. If I can put together the financial plan, you worry about the rest. So in a lot of cases, guys, it's the blind leading the blind. I would take a step back and say, we need to chat about what you want to do in retirement. And we're not going to focus on your dreams and goals, which is, again, another mistake advisors make. Let's focus on some more immediate things, your needs, your concerns, your opportunities, and your threats. And let's look at it over the next year, the next 3 years, and beyond 3 years. And let's talk about that first before we ever get into trying to build a financial plan.
That's the retirement lifestyle plan. I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and I'm not going to give you enough time to do it justice, but I do want to address this notion of change in relationship. So when one or both spouses retire, and now they've got more time on their hands, they often find themselves sitting across the table looking at each other. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not good. But what does happen is there's a change in the relationship potentially, Barry. And I'd like you to address kind of what you've seen there and some tips on how to avoid problems.
Well, I've always found it interesting that the highest or largest demographic for divorce in Canada, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand is the 55 to 64 cohort. This change can be very difficult on relationships, and it is for a number of reasons. First, you get a loss of identity. You get a change in the roles that you take on. And this could be two things that couples have trouble going through. The first one is, if I'm not who I think I am, who am I? And then I'm spinning my wheels, and so I'm going to become dependent on you. And if we're both other-directed people, then it becomes a codependent relationship. The second issue has to do with couples don't tend to talk about lifestyle issues, and they assume it just all comes together. And if communication is a problem in your marriage, then it's going to be even more of a problem when you're working together 24/7 trying to build a life.
We had a academically interesting and horrifying moment at the same time. Do you remember in our second retirement conference, we split the guys and the gals up?
Oh, yeah.
And we had them at different tables talking about what their vision of retirement was.
Fun.
Do you remember that, Barry? Do you remember?
Oh, I'll never forget that.
I was horrified to listen to the differences, right? The guys were talking about how fun it was going to be to get home and spend more time with their wife and, and basically, you know, dive into her life. And the gals at the other table were going, oh, my God, I am terrified. My husband's coming home and he's going to want to come out to all my girls' events. It was unbelievable.
Well, it's funny with that because I actually did some survey work for a financial institution in Canada, maybe 5 years ago. We separated out men and women who were not yet retired, and we asked them, what are the things you want to do most in your retirement? And of the men, the biggest response, and it was in 38% of the responses, was, I want to spend more time with my spouse. When you talk to the women, their spouses, only 9% wanted to spend more time with them.
But 100% of them didn't want to talk to Dave Popwich. Remember that.
100% of them. That's an issue. We don't have enough time to.
All right, Barry, we're going to have to leave it there. I think that's it's always insightful. Thank you very much for keeping us focused, not just on the money, but the broader lifestyle perspectives. Always enjoy it. And again, thank you for taking the time to speak at our conference this year.
Hey, I look forward to it again, guys. Thanks.
All right. We've been joined by Barry LaValle, founder and president of the Retirement Lifestyle Center. And Faisal, we've got an upcoming seminar where we're going to be addressing all of these points, right? It's not just about the math, it's about lifestyle.
Correct. It's basically ensuring your lifestyle never retires and protecting it for the long term. We'll discuss that on Tuesday, July 24th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, join us after the break. Are you ready for a stock market correction? We're going to talk about the five things that you can do to prepare. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.